Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today, we're tackling something, well, a little unusual. We're talking about forgetting.
Ah, yes, the art of forgetting.
But get this, what if forgetting is actually a good thing? Not a glitch, but like a feature. We've got some awesome research excerpts on memory, both in us, humans, and in AI.
Really fascinating stuff.
So let's jump in. Okay, so I was reading about how both our brains and computers, they're kind of dealing with the same issue. Too much information. Like, how do you manage it all?
Right. They both have to figure out how to manage this constant flow of information.
It's like our brains are like constantly hitting download. So is that where this whole catastrophic forgetting thing comes in?
Yeah, in a way, catastrophic forgetting in AI, that's when it's been trained on one task, right? And then it learns something new and boom, totally forgets the first thing.
Oof, like poof, gone.
It's kind of like the new information just overwrites the old stuff.
Makes sense, I guess, in a way. I mean, think about it. Imagine if we remembered every single little thing.
Oh, it would be chaos.
Right, like every face, every conversation, every like billboard you've ever seen.
Way too much. Our brains would be overloaded.
Exactly. So are you saying our brains are kind of like constantly hitting delete to keep things running smooth?
You got it. So as we learn new things, the connections between our neurons, they're changing all the time. Some get stronger, some fade away.
Like spring cleaning for the brain.
Exactly. And that process, that forgetting, that's what lets us adapt and learn new stuff without being stuck with outdated info.
So it's not just about losing memories, it's about like making room for new ones, right?
Right.
I've got to say, there are definitely some things I'm happy to forget.
We all have those moments.
And it's not just the embarrassing stuff, right? Like forgetting bad experiences, that can be a lifesaver mentally.
Absolutely, it lets us process things and move on without being, constantly dragged back by the past. That's part of what makes our brains so incredible.
It's like a reset button.
Exactly.
So, okay, forgetting is good for humans, but what about AI? How does this all play into making smarter machines?
Well, if we want AI that can, solve complicated problems, understand the world like we do,
Right.
it needs to learn and adapt all the time, just like our brains.
So are we actually teaching AI to be forgetful? That seems a bit backward, doesn't it? Shouldn't we want AI that remembers everything?
There's a balance, right? It's not about forgetting randomly. It's more like selective forgetting. And that's where things get really interesting. Like there's this technique called dropout regularization, where during the learning process, some connections in the AI's neural network are randomly switched off.
Hold on, are we talking about like turning off parts of the AI's brain?
Sort of. Think of it like pruning a tree.
Oh, okay, so you get rid of the weaker branches to let the good ones grow stronger.
Exactly. That's how the AI learns to focus on the most important information.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture. But how do researchers figure out what the AI should forget? Like, what's important and what's not?
That's the million-dollar question. It's a tricky one for sure. It's all about helping the AI generalize, see the bigger picture, not getting lost in all the little details.
So it can focus on what really matters.
Exactly. By forgetting less important stuff, the AI gets better at understanding our commands, adapting to new situations, and ultimately, solving real-world problems.
So forgetting, it's not just a human thing. It's like a key part of AI too.
It's fundamental, really.
Wow. It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? Our own forgetfulness, something we often think of as a weakness, could actually help us build the next generation of like super smart machines.
It just goes to show we still have so much to learn, both about our own brains and about AI.
This has been a wild ride. So forgetting, it's not just a quirk, it's essential. It helps us learn, adapt, and it might even be the key to unlocking true artificial intelligence. It makes you think, doesn't it? What if understanding how AI forgets could help us figure out new ways to manage our own memories? I mean, that's a whole other can of worms, right?
It certainly raises some interesting questions.
Definitely something to think about. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
And until next time, keep those brains firing and maybe try forgetting a few things along the way. You never know, it might just make you smarter.